rap is just some play.
Hello, hello. We are about to start Melodies in Mind, so stay tuned.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, 93.9 Cable FM, or on the web at www.cjsf.ca.
Another round, stop. Another round.
No, another round.
Round.
Yeah, another round.
Gonna tell you a story about a woman I know. She heard a song on her radio. Song told a story about a woman and a man.
Tune in to CJSF 90.1 FM. Every Monday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. for
another round.
Welcome to Melodies in Mind, the happiest show on earth. You are being summoned into the songs of the spirit with social concern. So let it happen. Relax, kick back, and join the harmony. Every week there is a feature guest interview and performance starting at 8 p.m., a review of the week in CJSF folk music, and then a full hour song circle at 9. Now, come with me and let us meet today's feature guest. Shall we?
Yes, we shall, and this week we have Ish as the feature guest. Welcome.
Hello there.
So let's hear a song.
Okay, here we go. It's called Gone Too Far.
Went to a party, I was feeling okay. When I got home, much to my dismay, somebody broke and stole everything I had. But I think they went too far when they stole my old guitar. You can steal my shoes, you can steal my clothes, you can steal anything, I suppose. But I think you went too far when you stole my old guitar. It might sound strange, it might sound absurd. Guitar was my best friend, like a beautiful bird. Helped me rise above when I felt so low. Well, I think you went too far when you stole my old guitar. You can steal my shoes, you can steal my clothes, you can steal anything, I suppose. But I think you went too far when you stole my old guitar. Anybody says a burglary's a victimless crime, you should talk to me, cause it blew my mind. Felt so lost, like a puppy in the rain. Well, I think you went too far when you stole my old guitar. Well, I think you went too far when you stole my old guitar. Thanks a lot.
I just want you to know it wasn't me that did it. I didn't steal it.
Well, I'm thankful. Thank you very much. You know, that actually did happen.
Yeah.
I was really, really angry about it. And I decided that I could either hang on to my anger or get it out of my system and vent in a creative way. So it sounds like a happy-go-lucky song, but I'm really angry.
All right. Well, it's a real honor to have you on the show today. And it's going to be hard to keep this interview to half an hour because there's so much I would love to talk about.
Okay. That's cool.
You're one of the most engaging and just really passionate artists I've ever seen, and I'm just wondering, where does that come from? What really inspires you to be the musician that you are, the entertainer that you are?
Well, I guess I'm a bit of a combination because I start off as a musical clown, but I've always been a folkie, and so I bring the joy of clowning and the love of folk music together, and people just call me the Clown Prince of Folk, and I'm just so thankful to have found this creative spirit. It's the best part of me.
Mm-hmm. Have you always been engaged with the creative spirit, or is this something that's come on later?
No, I started writing poetry when I was about 5 or 6 years old.
And oh, wow, yeah.
When I wrote a poem called Some Kind of Difference when I was 8 years old at Downsview Public School, and I was there a couple of years ago. It's in Toronto, and it was on the wall. The caretaker showed it to me, and I thought, wow, my first poem.
Yeah.
So I've always been inspired, you know, I've always felt that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. There's one thing I did want to cover, and that when we were talking, I think, earlier, you mentioned in passing that you had a Harry Chapin story.
Yes.
I'm a huge Harry Chapin fan. I'd love to hear your story.
Oh, cool. Many years ago in Toronto, there was a theater or a stage called Ontario Place. It was a big round stage, and it went around and around. So no matter where you sat, everybody saw.
Mm-hmm.
And I was with my brother-in-law. He's passed away. And he was a paraplegic. His name was Stanley. And he wanted to go to see Harry Chapin, and so did I. And so down at the bottom of the stage, there was an area for handicapped people. And we were a little bit late. They were still just about to do the show. But, you know, Stanley had to take care of business. And we're rolling down, and there was some normal, healthy people parking, sitting in the handicapped area.
Mm-hmm.
And Stan said, no, leave it alone. But I'm not the kind of person that leaves anything alone. So I yelled out, Harry Chapin, this guy's sitting here, and this should be for my brother-in-law, Stanley.
Yeah.
And unbelievable, Harry put his guitar down and walked over to Stanley and said to the guy, will you please move? That's where Stanley sits. And he said, and he had like a microphone, and he said to Stanley, what songs do you want?
No way.
And it was All My Life's a Circle, and the one about the bananas.
Yeah, 30,000 pounds of bananas.
Yeah. Stan and I, we liked, you know, listening to Harry Chapin and New Rise of the Purple Sage and all that stuff. And so Stan said, I like those too. And Harry said, very cool. And the audience clapped. And when he went to sing the songs, he said, Stan, these are for you.
Oh, wow.
And it was the most wonderful experience for Stan. He talked about that until the day he passed away.
Yeah.
It was, for me, it was great. But what I liked most about Harry Chapin was that his songs and his personality didn't belong to him. It belonged to the audience. He belonged to the audience. He had that wonderful, sweet, unassuming character. Like Pete Seeger and Peter, Paul, and Mary. You know, those kind of people. And I thought to myself, that's what I want. I want to achieve that Harry Chapin thing, you know. Be like that. And I think that's another thing that inspires me.
Wow, yeah, well, that's really great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could talk endlessly about Harry Chapin.
Oh, yeah,
his work. Cool. It's just amazing.
Yeah, he's a great writer.
Yeah.
Years later, I had a chance to tour across Canada doing some children's festivals with Tom Chapin, Harry's brother.
Right, and he's a children's performer, right?
And an adult performer.
And an adult, yeah.
He plays both sides of the fence, like I do. So he's kind of like my mentor. And I remember saying to him one day, you know, I said, Tom, I'm not one of these fancy schmancy kind of guys. He says, yeah, but he said, Ish, you write nice songs, and you got good melodies, and you're right in between these two hands is the best Ish there is. Just like someone else I was talking about a while ago. The one that sang Some Good News, who we were, I was talking about.
Mm.
Anne Murray.
All right,
Anne
yeah.
Murray sings. She has a small register, mm-hmm. and her syncopation time, her time is very small. She sings in a box, but mm-hmm. she's got the very best. She sings the best in that box, like no one mm-hmm. else.
Right, right. So stay in your zone, I guess.
Stay in your zone and yeah. be the best you can be in that zone.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't try
mm-hmm.
to stretch singing out of key or too fast or too slow or singing something that doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
You stay in your zone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear another song then. And,
okay.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear a children's song or an adult song?
Let's hear a children's song. So give the audience here a taste of your
okay.
range.
Okay. Yeah. I'd like to sing something weird and off the wall. And it's called Never Say Never.
Okay.
And I dedicate this song to my hero, Dr. Seuss. It goes like this. If you hear weird voices, don't worry. It's art. One second. Okay, here we go. Never say never. Never say never. Never say never. You never can tell. Never can tell. Well, the butterfly said the caterpillar, I hope someday that I can fly. Oh, tell me what someday might be. And the butterfly said the caterpillar, I've took a look and I've come to figure, I know someday you'll fly, but it takes time, you'll see. Never say never. Never say never. Never say never. You never can tell. You never can tell. Now, where would Dr. Seuss be? He said, nobody wants to read a book by me. I will not write Green Eggs and Ham. I will not draw Sam. I am. Or a cat and a hat, as a matter of fact. Then a little girl came up to Dr. Seuss. I'm giving up. It is no use. Those books you write are so much fun. Someday they'll be enjoyed by everyone. Oh, really? Said Dr. Seuss. Yes, sirree, but you gotta remember. Remember what? Said Dr. Seuss. And on the count of three, everybody repeat it after me. Never say never, including everybody out there. Here we go. One, two, one, two, three. Never say never. Never say never. Never say never. Never say never. You never can tell. Never can tell. There was a little train going up the track. Said, I think I know where it's at. I'm looking over that real big hill is where I want to be. Then a real big train upon the track said, hey, little train, you know where it's at. Up and over that real big hill is where you're bound to be. Well, I think I can. We know you can. I think I can. We know you can. I think I can. We know you can. Only time will tell. Well, the moral of the story is simple, yet it's true. Never say never when it comes to you. Today it may be cloudy, tomorrow sunny, fine, and blue. Never say never when it comes to you. Never say never when it comes to you. Thanks.
Yeah.
It's a little weird, but I like it anyways. You should see that in concert. Boy, the people just sing along.
I was thinking about that. It's a very interactive song, it seems.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I started learning how to be a singer-songwriter, I used to listen to Stan Rogers and Harry Chapin and mm-hmm. Raffi and Fred Penner, and I would listen very, very carefully to the words
uh-huh.
and how the words worked and the structure of the words and the melodies.
Uh-huh.
And I love playing music, but I think of myself more as a lyricist that can play music and sing.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened very carefully. And
well, you're saying you got your start in poetry.
Yes, started in poetry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how far did you take that, like with the poetry, and how long did it take before you went into the music or whatever came next?
Well, when I was about 13, my Uncle Harry bought me a 57 Framus archtop guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Ish, you should like put your words and all these emotions into music and get it out of your system. Because, you know, I was, you know, when you're young and you're 12 and 13 and you got a lot of vim and vigor but no place to take it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at that point when I started playing guitar and I heard Hank Williams Sr. And I went, oh, okay. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
And then I heard Peter, Paul, and Mary and, you know, because, you know, 60s and 70s, mm-hmm. right? And I thought, wow, that's great. And, of course, Bob Dylan. I like Bob Dylan. But it was at around 13 or 14 when I realized that, hey, I could do something here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, yeah, so that's what happened. And I just released a brand new CD called Go West on 17, but one of the songs actually has a poem starting it.
Mm-hmm.
Can I share that poem with you?
Absolutely.
I wrote this for a girlfriend, a beautiful poem. She liked it and left me, but at least I got a good poem out of the deal.
Yeah.
It's called As If by Chance. As if by chance we had met, and a friendship did enhance, as hours had turned into days, 'twas the beginning of a fine romance. Now come what may, in the time ahead, I shan't forget the past, for the time it was the sweetest, when I was with you last.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, eh?
Yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. And so, yeah. And I guess I'm just really passionate. I'm just so happy, you know. I'm happy I'm a musician. I'm happy I'm a clown. I'm happy that people like me. I'm happy I get the opportunity to do what I do. And mm-hmm. I'm happy to look at things. And I look at trees and planes and people's hair. And there's a song everywhere. And I carry a little pad with me. And I write things down. And
That's great.
I always take a book with me, a little book, because if you go, oh, I'll think about it later,
it's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
It's absolutely gone.
Yeah.
I was driving here tonight, and I heard some woman singing a song about being realistic, and then she said something about weather, and I went, wow, no matter the weather, it could get better if you meet me halfway. And I went, oh, wow, there's something there.
Mm-hmm.
You know that, right? Yeah.
Well, I think that's a great message. There's a song in everything. I find a lot of artists will just focus on one kind of song.
Yeah.
And I think they lose a lot by just being so narrowly focused. And I think it's a great practice to open up your imagination and just get creative and write songs about weird things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wrote a song about don't stick your finger up your nose.
Oh,
and, I won't do it here. But, I was once playing at I was doing a library tour in Northern Ontario, and this mm-hmm. pretty little girl, she's maybe like 5 feet away from me, and you know, blonde hair and the ponytails, and I'm looking at her, and she's picking her nose, and I'm sort of going, oh. And I used to say, don't stick your finger up your nose because your eyes will fall out, but then you know, I get in trouble doing that. So I looked at her, and I made up this poem. It just came out of me,
mm-hmm.
and I did it right then. And everywhere I go, people always say, hey, do that. Hey, would you like me to do it?
Do it. Yeah.
Okay, everybody in the audience, are you ready? Repeat after me, okay? Here's how it goes. Don't stick your finger up your nose, for your finger doesn't belong up there. You can sniffle or sneeze. I'm begging you, please, don't play with it, please. It's not cottage cheese. Don't stick your finger up your nose. Wipe it on your best friend's clothes. It's bizarre, but I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it was interesting. I started playing with a new group called Ish and Da Fish.
Yeah.
They were here last time. And my friend Adrian owns a beautiful blues restaurant in mm-hmm. Hope called Skinny's. So every 6 weeks, Da Fish, we play there. That's our home base.
Mm-hmm.
And I've played in Hope's before and done my kid stuff. And so I'm very comfortable doing kid stuff. But because of my brand new album, I was starting to sing my adult folky tunes back in February. And this old fella, a scientist named Ernst, came up to me and said to me, he said, Ish, if you just sing folky songs, you're Ish the folky. But if you throw kid songs and adult songs in, then you're an entertainer like you're supposed to be. So I oh, because I didn't know about the Great Divide. I mean, I saw Tom Chapin do it, and I saw Pied Pumpkin and James Gordon do it, but I never thought about it. So I've been doing that, and now I feel much better. I feel, I do concerts. I do a kid song, an adult song, kid song, an adult song. But, you know, they stay within, you know, 3 to 7. You know, I don't go, you know. They
too still, much in one direction?
Yeah, you know, so you sort of stay there, and it works, right? And
so you go by entertainer now.
But, yeah, I think of myself as an entertainer. Yeah. Not a kids performer, not an adult performer, but I'm an entertainer. You know, I am whoever I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you might be able to do a request.
If I know one of my songs?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it'd be easier if it was one of my songs. Okay.
I really like the It's a Shame one. Are you ready to do that one? Are you prepared for that one?
I could do it. I just have to have my harp here.
Yeah.
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 Can I tell the people just briefly why I wrote this?
Yes. Please
okay.
do.
Just a second. Like many artists, I have a job sometimes, and I work in the film industry. And I was waiting for film trucks to come into this big empty parking lot. I was in locations at the time, and I saw this disheveled kid, about 17, 18, hair a mess, and really a terrible looking. And I thought of, wow, my own son is about 17 or 18, and there was a restaurant in the kitty corner of the parking lot, and I went up to him and I said, can I buy you a meal? You don't have to thank me. You don't have to sit with me. Can I just buy you a meal? Mm-hmm. And he was about my size. And in film, people always have a knapsack with extra clothes in their truck. And so I happened to have a change of brand new clothes. I said, I'll give you some clothes. I'll give you some food. It'll be a good day. And he said, no, just mind your own business and give me the cash. And so for the rest of the 15 hours I was working, because I was kind of a liaison between the film people and the street people, mm-hmm. I watched them all the time, and I was hurt mm-hmm. by that. And I never played the harmonica, and that was the very first day I played the harmonica, mm-hmm. and I learned how to play the harmonica on this song.
Mm-hmm.
And so this song's called It's a Shame, and it is. And I hope you get something from it.
Okay.
Last night, I saw the saddest thing in my life, think I've ever seen. There was a young lad begging on the street. His hair was matted, his pants were torn, he had no shoes for his feet. It's a shame, it's a shame. Was he a victim of abuse or got lost along the way? In either case, I think it's a shame. So I stood around, contemplated for a while. What could I do to help? It seems this poor misguided child. So I offered to buy him a meal, help him out that way. But he just said, mind your own business and give me the money and let me be on my way. It's a shame, it's a shame. Was he a victim of abuse or got lost along the way? In either case, I think it's a shame. And as the years, they pass them by. Will he beat the street? I hope he does or simply fade away. And in my heart, you know it bothers me. A couple years back, if things had turned out different, heck, it could have been me. It's a shame. It's a shame. Was he a victim of abuse or got lost along the way? In either case, I think it's a shame. In either case, I think it's a shame.
All right. What I like about that song is it's so good for the heart to listen to that.
Yeah, thanks.
Particularly that line about a couple of years before, yeah. Heck, it could have been me.
It could have been.
Yeah.
You know, I share something with you I don't usually share. I moved to B.C. when I was about 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And like young fellas, you know, and maybe young girls too, I didn't get along with my family very well.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I wanted to be my own man. And I got off the train. I went down to Gastown. God, remember, it's 1969. I'm with mm-hmm. my buddy. And I saw a bunch of drunken people and, you know, party animals. And I had an epiphany. I had an epiphany that there were three kinds of people that come from a place of discordance. There's those that get wasted, you know, the ones you see in the alleys, and they're shot, they're toast,
mm-hmm.
right? And then the second person is the parasites, the drug dealers, the used car salesman, the person that's always schlucking somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the third person that's the kind and gentle human being.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, oh, they must have grew up in a forest. They're
right.
So sweet and wonderful. And at that point, I decided, with my guitar in my hand, I wanted to be the third person. I wanted to be a good person.
Mm-hmm.
And so my ishness has allowed me to reinvent myself to be the person that I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
So It's a Shame really does, because I could have had not an epiphany, and being 16, I could have ended up in Gastown, and I could have ended up, it could have been me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I remember when I first listened to that, when I was listening to your CD at home.
Yeah.
And I heard that, and just thought, that right there is Ish. Like, because I mean, I know you from different things.
Yes, you do.
And it's just, I think that's really essential to how, who you are. And it's just that really, you have no judgment at all about people. You're just right open about it. Yeah.
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 Well, I appreciate you like that. You noticed that. I worked on Da Vinci's Inquest, and I'm very proud of this. We worked at Hastings and Maine all the time. And
mm-hmm.
I was a little older than the other production assistants. And because of my background, I said, hey, why don't I be the liaison between the drug addicts and the homeless and the film people, because they're always stealing stuff.
Mm.
Right? So, always wore orange every day, except for today, I'm surprised.
Yeah.
And you know me as an orange person. Always wore orange, and I'd get food from craft service, a knapsack, and I'd give them to the homeless people, and they'd say, what's your name? And I go, Ish the Orange. Just call me Orange. And I got all the compliance I ever needed. Please don't do heroin on the generator, please. Please don't steal those cables. Would you like some water? Hey, how are you? And
mm-hmm.
I realized that kindness is transferable.
Mm-hmm.
And homeless people, they live their lives very immediately.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And yes, it was a tough time doing that gig, but it was the best thing that ever happened to me. Made me even more human than I already am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. You make me think of, I don't know if you know George Carlin's story, his biography.
Go for it.
But basically, he grew up in you know, a really bad neighborhood in New York.
Yeah.
And he basically used comedy with people that he grew up on the street. And he made himself a comedian that way.
Yeah.
And if you listen to his stuff, he has a lot of crass stuff, and he has a lot of very intelligent and socially proactive stuff.
Yes.
And that's where it was born. It was just that same kind of interaction with Yeah.
I watched he passed away last year.
Yeah.
There was a beautiful documentary, and he had this one room he would write in, with nothing on the walls, just like Leonard Cohen. And he has a house in Montreal, nothing on the walls, and he would just write. And he was very dedicated to being a writer. And I am the very same way. I'm very dedicated to my craft. I'm always working, thinking, listening. Mm-hmm. I'll be watching a movie with my girlfriend, and all of a sudden I'll hear a line, oh my goodness gracious, and she'll say, okay, see you later, and I go into the other room, and I'll write a song, and she won't mind, because that's why I'm here, right? Or I'll think of a funny joke or something, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll have if we can have one more song here. I want to give you another song. Consell, you really want to play one.
I do.
And then we'll go into the recorded version. It's been a real, real pleasure to have you. If there's anything you want to promote, this would be a good time.
Okay. I'd like to mention that I do have a wonderful CD. It's called Go West on 17. I also have a wonderful children's CD called Cardboard Wings, produced by the Raffi people. And if you'd like to hear my music, go to Ish Da Fish Music. Da is in D-A. I-S-H D-A Fish Music at MySpace. It's all orange, you'll notice. And you can hear three of my kids' songs and three of my adult songs. Anyways, I have a friend out there, and my friend wanted to hear this song, and this is for you.
One second. Here we go. Capo slip. Sorry. Oops. Only human. Never thought that I would find little bit of peace of mind. Came to be the day that I met you, as I gazed into your eyes, as I came to realize that I found a good friend in you. We grow older day by day, and there are changes in our lives. Hope they're all good and strong and true. You mean so much to me. Hope that we will see love that lasts forever be true. Oh, love that lasts forever be true. Inch by inch and row by row, we can sit and watch our garden grow. I can learn from you and you could learn from me. Together we will see. We will learn from each other. Yes, sirree. We grow older day by day, and there are changes in our lives. Hope they're all good and strong and true. Means so much to me. Hope that we will see love that lasts forever and be true. Oh, love that lasts forever and be true. Someday when we're both old and gray, still in love in a wonderful way, we'll be sitting on the couch watching the TV. We'll see a movie about you and me, written in the way it turned out to be. We grow older day by day, and there are changes in our lives. Hope they're all good and strong and true. Means so much to me. Hope that we will see love that lasts forever be true. Oh, love that lasts forever and be true.
Thank you. So, thanks. Listening to Melodies in Mind, this has been Ish, and you'll hear more from Ish in the Song Circle coming up at 9 p.m. In the meantime, Tate Ryan has prepared something for you to fill the next half hour. So do stay tuned.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, 93.9 Cable FM, or on the web at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome to Melodies of Mind. I am Taped Ryan. Hopefully, Live Ryan hasn't screwed up so far. It is his way to screw things up, but there's always a slight chance that he has not messed up yet. Anyway, the program is safe now, at least for the next half hour, because I am Taped Ryan. Yesterday was Victoria Day. And Melissa McClelland loves Victoria Day. Let her tell you how.
You wouldn't know it, but I got what I deserve. I'm heading to Steel Town before I lose my nerve. We'll find a big old house with too many floors and goes for every story that we never told before. Yeah, goes for every story that we never told before. Victoria Day.
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 We're running out of money, but we got the month of May. I hold tight to memories of Spencer Smith Park.
Sounds to me like she likes Victoria Day. That's the song called Victoria Day, Mayflowers, from her album Victoria Day. It comes after the song Victoria Day, April Showers. You didn't hear that one. You heard Victoria Day, Mayflowers, from the album Victoria Day. Again, I get this feeling that she likes Victoria Day. It's Melissa McClellan's album, Victoria Day. Now, back to that album that I've been playing in the last three episodes. M. Ward's album, Hold Time. This next song, I think, is my favorite song from the entire album because it's got the brilliant, brilliant, fantastic, brilliant, awesome, good line that I think it's good. And beyond that is anybody's guess. Just think about that line. You could put that line into any lyric or piece of writing or poem anywhere, and it sounds wise. Just listen to how it works in this song, Epistemology by M. Ward.
Catholic school, learned who to find within, pray to. I learned how to hold on from a book of old songs. And if you're trying to sing an old song, you're getting all the words wrong. Well, you're just a following along too closely in the book. I learned how to keep my head from something Paul said about keeping the fruit in the spirit from the chorus down to the hook. And sometimes I wonder what in God's name did I do to deserve you, oh, to deserve you. Cause I just rolled and I tumbled down a long road I stumbled while shooting in the dark as to what's best. And finally I found you without ever learning how to. I put the right foot in front of the left. And beyond that is anybody's guess. The free
Now, we're going to play a song from Kristen Sweetland, her album Own Sweet Time. It's a very good cover on this album. Great artwork. It's a very lovely production. The song will be Xanadu. The vocals in this are astounding. They're really good. And then after that, it's going to be another song from M Ward called Shangri-La. And beyond that is anybody's guess.
See?
Song from Kristen Sweetland's album Own Sweet Time. It's produced by Ken Whiteley, who's a very good producer and artist in his own right. The song is called Three Pipe Night. And then it'll be the Song Circle with the Song Circle guests. And beyond that is anybody's guess. In the liner notes, it talks about the title, Three Pipe Night, and it seems Sherlock Holmes inspired this instrumental here. And a three pipe night is a very difficult problem. These very difficult problems he would refer to as a three pipe problem, one that would take him all night and at least three pipes to solve. The dusk comes, the moon rises, and the mysterious night presses on.
Thank you.
The Multi-Faith Social Justice Coalition welcomes people of all faiths who have concerns about social justice issues within BC. By relying on faith-based values, the coalition intends to contribute a distinctive and necessary voice to the debates shaping governmental policies in order to realize a more just and democratic society within an ecologically sustainable economy. Participation from the community at large is invited and, in fact, encouraged. For more information, go to www.msjc.ca or call 604-986-9604. Online relaxation podcast and yoga sessions. In an effort to decrease stress and back pain in the entire SFU community, Health and Counseling Services is offering a number of free online resources, including a 10-minute meditation podcast and a number of yoga videos of varying lengths. To check out these exciting new resources, go to the HCS website, students.sfu.ca/health. For more information, contact Tracy Keeley, Marketing and Communication Coordinator, Health and Counseling Services, 778-782-4692. Posture Problem Prevention. Anyone who's struggling with chronic pain or an injury knows all too well how pain can affect anything they do. Get help sooner rather than later. SFU's Physiotherapy Clinic is open to all SFU community members. To book an appointment or for more information, call 778-782-3284 or visit www.sfu.ca/hcc. Project Brotherhood Society, a registered charity, works in some of the most marginalized communities in Mexico. They have various projects including dignified shelter, clothing, education, and disaster relief, among other things. They also have programs to promote the culture of Mexico through performance groups and exchanges of youth, Canadian, and Mexican to experience each other's culture. For more information, visit www.projectbrotherhood.com.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, 93.9 Cable FM, or on the web at www.cjsf.ca.
Hello, and we're live now, and this is Live Ryan here with Jake Tousel. Welcome, Tuzel. Oh, sorry. Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. It's good to have you back. Let's hear what you have to offer us.
All right, this one's called 1835, and I have to give credit where it's due. So the first verse of this song was taken by from an 1835 short story by Washington Irving.
Oh, wow.
Of eyes are watching me from the couch in the ledge by the window. Fairyland shines in those eyes, and I must leave you. For it's the witching hour, and a full moon's on the rise. The cemetery's breathing. Long dark trip down a long journey in that long black hearse. Better run for your life and hope the demons don't get you first. For you ever get a chance to live your life. Oh, oh. The silence cuts like a knife. Darkness floods the sky. They're watching from the shadows, ready to strike when they might have you. Long dark trip down a long road in that long black hearse. Better run for your life and hope the demons don't get you first. For you ever get a chance to live your life. Oh, oh. The silence cuts like a knife.
And we have silence. All right, great. Thank you. And now we'll have Nadia von Hahn, if she is. Yes, she is.
Come around. Come around town.
And we've got Nadia back. Great to have you back on the show.
Good to be here.
And if you're wondering, listeners, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. The show is called Melodies in Mind. We are at Simon Fraser University, www.cjsf.ca. That is for the radio station, not the university. All right. Are you ready to go? Or?
Yeah, man.
All right.
Walk through my hometown. The woods are still there. Almost all are red and dead, but there's life in the air. Now I'm part of the city. Of the city where the oceans and mountains surround.
Good.
My little warm-up song.
Yeah. Okay, well, there's an act to follow. Let's see who can do that. Let's have Ish in here now. And, yes, this is how it works. I call someone's name and they appear out of nowhere. It's just this magic room where people just appear out of nowhere. Yeah.
Well, that's going to be hard to follow because she was great.
Yeah. She's better and better every time. She's really good. Yeah.
And what was her name again?
That's Nadia von Hahn, we just heard. Yeah.
Fantastic. And she's gorgeous, too. Sounds just like she looks, guys.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, enough of that. I'd like to sing a song called Go West on 17, dedicated to Susan.
Okay.
Crawls the prairies, gazing into an open sky. My heart is pounding with anticipation. 'Tis a joy falling from my eyes. Hand in hand we will venture. What will be, and all. Dream of darling, such you'll be with me. Somehow we got lost in a sandstorm. Neither of us could clearly see. Reach out and offer me your hand, love. I promise that you can trust in me. Venture, what will be, and all can dream of, darling, such you'll be with me. Here we are amongst the mountains in the forest, and living by the sea. So glad we made that right decision to go west 17. And then we will venture. What will be, and all can dream of, darling, such you'll be. I can dream of, darling, is that you'll share your life with me.
Yeah.
And that's Ish.
That's Ish.
And now we're entering the second round of the Melodies of Mind Song Circle. That is the MySpace round. All songs in this round will go on the MySpace page for Melodies of Mind. That is www.myspace.com/melodiesofmind. And although it is MySpace, I'm willing to share. And you may go and visit anytime. I'll have that updated later this evening. And these next three or four songs will be on that website. We have a late arriving guest. We'll see if they make it in time. They're racing against the clock here. And now we have Jake. Right. And I'm sorry because I've forgotten again.
It's Tuzel. It's
Tuzel.
Okay. Everybody makes that mistake.
Tuzel. Jake Tuzel here.
Okay, this one's called Virginia.
I'm going to the country. Gonna work the land.
save up every dime I make for that special girl. Hope she'll take my hand, lead me away from here. Cause the season's changing, I can't wait, my dear. Take away my fears. Hear Virginia calling in my ears. Every penny in the bank goes to feed the flame. Girl, with you right here, there's no such thing as shame. If I should break my back working in those fields, see your smile one more time, then darling, I'll be healed. Lead me away from here, cause the season's changing, I can't wait, my dear. Take away my fears. Hear Virginia calling in my ears.
Thanks.
And that's Jake Tuzel. Now we have Nadia Von Hahn.
I'm playing all new songs tonight, or mostly.
Excellent.
So we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
We have a song being born right here.
Yeah. No, actually, yeah.
First time to an audience?
Actually, I'm just writing it on the spot.
Oh, like, wow.
That's how
I was wondering why you brought that pen in here.
I know.
So, and you're going to be having the pen and the paper in your left hand, and you're going to be playing the piano with the right hand, right?
No, it's crazy. Like, yeah. I really wish people could see how amazing it all is.
Yeah.
yeah, so this song, it's
and she's going to juggle, too.
Everything, really.
Yeah.
And blow bubbles. This is a new song that, it's about being a complete mess and not knowing anything, so...
Oh, I can relate to this
one.
Yeah,
okay. Oh boy, has it come to this? Here's to hoping with the look in your eyes you realize there's no time to resist. If you need advice, then your time is not very bright. I can hardly remember which side of the line, which side of the road is wrong or right. Oh baby, I'm not so good lately. If you need to solve your whole world, you should probably ask anyone but me. Cause I can't be the only one to save you. Cause I need somebody to save me too. From A all the way to Z, turning every stone over, just looking to find an easy way out in our time of need. Oh baby, I'm not so good lately. If you need to solve your whole world, you should probably ask anyone but me. Cause I can't be the only one to save you. Cause I to save me too, and I can't be the
Great, great. Very theatrical.
Well, you know, musical theater was my my forte once upon a time. So.
All right. And now we're going to have Ish do something ish-ish here. Or maybe something else-ish. Else-ish. But probably ish-ish.
I'm an ish-ish.
You're listening to Melodies of Mind on CJSF 90.1 FM at Simon Fraser University or at your own home, probably at your own home on the radio, or you can be listening on the internet at www.cjsf.ca. And if you're wondering, that is spelled cjsf.ca.
Okay, so what you got to do is wiggle your toes, shake around a little bit, get comfortable, pick up your coffee or your beer, and mellow out and have a good time.
All
Melodies
right.
in Mind. Hey! That's a good name for a show. Okay, here's a song. Sun began to rise, two weather-beaten schooners cross each other in the bay. Not much for them to really say. No tales to tell of glory, no tales to tell the wide open sea. What are you gonna tell the children now that they live in poverty? Nothing to eat for you or me. Isn't my imagination? God, is there a God out there? Isn't my imagination? Shouldn't we as people try to show we care? Let's come together in this world we share. There's a man in a stock room in heavy boxes round, full of guns and bombs and bullets, doesn't bother him at all. No, 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 not at all. Isn't my imagination? Is there a God? Is there a God? Isn't my imagination? Shouldn't we as people try to show we care? Let's come together in this world and share. Getting close to Christmas, children and family gather round. Everybody's waiting for Santa. I'm waiting for the guns to be put down. I'm waiting for the guns to be put down. Isn't my imagination? Is there a God? Is there a God out there? Isn't my imagination? Shouldn't we as people try to show we care? Let's come
together in this world we share. Let's come together, world we share. Let's come together.
Very nice. Great.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to invite everyone into the studio now, and we're going to get ready to read some public service announcements so we can gather some folks around here into the studio. And in the meantime, I'm going to play a promo here, and also I'm going to make an announcement. There is a VACA show, Vancouver Artists Collective Association, show this Friday at the Main, and we're going to be releasing the VACA compilation album, and it's going to be at the Main on Main starting at 10 p.m., so if you can go there, you can see this wonderful organization, Vancouver Artists Collective Association. We'll have a compilation CD released there. And now I'll just play a little bit more about VACA. Calling all artists. Calling all artists. Musicians. Poets.
My love is like a red, red rose.
Photographers.
Sit still.
Designers. Jugglers.
What?
Sculptors.
It's in there, I know it is.
Clowns. Mimes. Painters.
Sit still. Still.
Artists, all artists. Empower yourself today and join the VACA Collective, the Vancouver Artists Collective Association. Yes, VACA is an association of artists who network, share, and learn skills and trades, as well as put on multimedia shows around Greater Vancouver. There is no middleman. It's shows run by the artists, for the artists, and the public at large. Take charge of your creative destiny and join VACA today. To get involved with VACA, visit www.vanartscollective.com or email info@vanartscollective, or come and meet the collective at one of our shows.
This is CJ.
And here we are. I'm back. And we're going to get ready to read some public service announcements. I'm going to give these guys a little bit more time because there's an extra one here, and I'm just going to read that while these guys can get ready to compose behind what they have been given. I'm just going to read it straight because I'm the host and I can do whatever I want. The Parent Support Services Society of BC are looking for volunteers to co-facilitate their parent support groups and the Grandparents Raising Grandchildren support groups in English, Filipino, Chinese, Aboriginal, and Spanish communities. They offer intensive training for volunteers in order to deal with child abuse issues and anti-oppressive practice. For more information, call 1-800-665-6880, and the website is www.parentssupportbc.ca. The Parents Support, that's not a double S, it's one S, so the S at the end of Parents and the S at the beginning of Support. You join that together. So, who is ready to begin?
Okay. All right. The Multi-Faith Social Justice Coalition welcomes people of all faiths who have concerns about social justice issues within BC. By relying on faith-based values, the coalition intends to contribute a distinctive and necessary voice to the debates shaping governmental policies in order to realize a more just and democratic society within an ecologically sustainable economy. Participation from the community at large is invited and encouraged, and you can reach them at www.msjc.ca or by phone 604-986-9604.
And if anyone needs any more convincing about the Multi-Faith Social Justice Society, I'll tell you what happened here. There was this big light, glowing light, that just shone in that sound when she read that. Okay, and they're still here with us.
The Olympic Watchdog details the 2010 Watch Group was formed shortly after the Vancouver referendum, in which Vancouver residents voted in favor of hosting the Olympics. The Olympics! Imagine that! Two 10 watch members have been instrumental in reporting on activities of VANOC. VANOC? The Vancouver Olympic Committee, such as its recent plan to house the homeless in warehouses. The homeless in warehouses? What happens after the Olympics, I wonder? Oh, house the homeless in warehouses for the duration of the games. Very interesting. For more information, does that anger you? Do you like it? Are you happy about it? Does it just get up your dandruff? For more information or to join, visit the website. Go to www.2010watch.com. And if you want to, contact Ian Gregson, Gregson. And his email address is iang62@shaw.ca. And if you want to give him a buzz, because this pisses you off, and you really want the world to be a better place, phone him at 604-320-1911. And I want you to remember one thing, everybody. It's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice.
All right, well done. Okay, now we have Jake.
Friday, May 22nd at 8 o'clock p.m. Viva Vivaldi at St. David's United Church in West Vancouver, Taylor Way at Highway 1. Laudate singers and artistic director Lars Cario bring their 14th season to an exhilarating close as they join forces with violinist Nancy DeNovo and an ensemble of Vancouver's finest Baroque instrumentalists for Viva Vivaldi. Tickets are $25 or $20 or free for all ages 17 and under. Reservation required. For more information, phone 604-224-6201. Email info@laudatesingers.com.
All right. Wow. And oh, the light is gone. Now, did I see a guest arrive in the background there? Or is that...
He was wanting to sign up for a workshop.
Oh, okay, okay. That was something else. Okay. So we'll have round three, and we'll be having Jake back in here, Jake Tuzel. And we are at www.cjsf.ca on the internet, and you're probably locked on to the radio dial at 90.1 FM. The show happens every single Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m.
All right. First, I'd just like to say that this song is not dedicated to Dylan Jenkin.
Okay.
And this one is a cover song. It's called Roads by a trip-hop band called Portishead. Here goes.
Anybody see? We've got a war to fight, never find our way. Regardless what they say, how can it feel this wrong? From this moment, how can it feel this wrong? Storms in the morning light, I feel no more can I say. Frozen to my side, got nobody on my side, and surely that ain't right. surely that ain't right. Oh, can't anybody see? We've got a war to fight, never find our way. Regardless what they say, how can it feel this wrong? From this moment, how can it feel this wrong?
Thank you.
Very nice. And now I'll call upon Nadia Bonhan.
Oh, hey, that's me.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I like how this works.
It's convenient because you were walking in the door at the same time that I called upon you.
Wow.
That's just meant to be, I think.
This is crazy. You're running a crazy show. It's off the hook. Cool. I'm gonna play a sad but hopeful song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. nothing like a good breakup song.
Hopeful for good things
for
or sad
springtime.
Things.
Springtime. For just in general.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe they'll play this in hope.
We can only hope.
Yes.
That was bad. Right. Okay.
Okay.
So, this is our last kiss. Is mine, I won't waste it. Oh, don't you kiss and tell. It won't make a difference, 'cause I know you too well.
Very nice. I felt sad and then hopeful.
Good, exactly.
Yes, perfect. Okay. And now we'll have Ish, and we'll see how he's feeling. This is the show where we all get in touch with each other's feelings and spread them around all throughout Greater Vancouver. We just transmute feelings through the radio waves, and you can catch them like you can catch a cold, or you can catch a compliment in the same way. It just all happens here through the magic of radio here at www.cjsf.ca, 90.1 FM, Melodies in Mind.
Did you say Melodies in Mind?
I did.
Wow, that's a great name for a show.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Someday I'm going to name a show Melodies in Mind.
Yeah, and you could call yourself Ryan, because people are always thinking.
Oh, that's pretty bizarre.
People go, wow, he sounds like a Ryan.
Yeah.
But who is that wonderful guy that has that show? Oh, that's you.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like to play a song I've never played live before. I wrote it for a friend of mine that's going through a real hard time. And mm-hmm. every time he comes to visit me, all he does is cry.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is for you. It goes like this. It's called Cry Baby Cry. Mistaken, do I gotta learn to let you go? Who am I fooling? Who am I fooling? I know you're already gone. I remember our first encounter, holding hands in our first kiss. Happy times together, moments like those I know I'll miss. Moments like those I know I'll miss. Cry, baby, cry. Cry, baby, cry. Cry, baby, cry. All I can do when I think of you, cry, baby, cry. It takes two to be lovers. It takes two to get into a bind. It takes two to consider each other. Love can share, can give you peace of mind. Love can bring you peace of mind. Share of discordance, people and things got in the way. Try my best to rise above it. All your heart did was turn around and ossify. All your heart did was ossify. Cry, baby, cry. Cry, baby, cry. Baby, cry. All I can do when I think of you is cry, baby, cry. All I can do when I think of you is cry, baby, cry.
Very upbeat song on crying.
It's crying.
Yeah.
He'll be okay.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
And now we'll have Jake Tazel. Tazel. Oh, I hope I'm getting that right. And let's see. I have another radio show that is Friday afternoons from 3 to 4 p.m. It's actually a collectively run show called Sustainable Futures. It's interviews on sustainability. So I talk all kinds of people on the subject of sustainability in all of its colors.
People usually color the subject in environmental light, but it's actually a lot more than that. So let's see, is Jake on the way? I don't know. He might not be available here. If Jake is not available, I'll see if I can get Nadia in here. Now, I have a website, www.unconformed.com, where you can go to and you can see all of my art. And it's also a writing website that's open to writers who want to share some of their work. So that's www.unconformed.com. And there's also the MySpace page for Melodies of Mind, where you'll catch the second round of this episode at myspace.com/melodiesinmind. And speaking of sustainable futures, I'm just going to line up a little promo for that and then see what's going on in the hall here, because I don't know. And CTSF has a website also. It seems like everyone has a website of some sort. And CJSF has a very good one. This radio station has all kinds of great shows. I know you're very loyal listeners and you just want to tune in to Melodies in Mind, but I tell you, there's other really great shows on this radio station. And I highly recommend listening to Downlighter's Crypt. That's on Tuesday nights starting at 5 p.m. and it goes till 7. And then we have Singing with Barbara, which is just before us, just before Melodies in Mind. You probably have caught it from time to time. It's a very good show there. And here is a little bit about sustainable futures. Are you ready for the river? It's going to change the ways in which we live.
I wanna wake up and know where I'm going. Say I'm ready. Say tune in to Sustainable Futures on CJSF 90.1 FM Fridays from 3 to 4 as we facilitate the exciting sustainable future that needs to happen. We are here for you in your community. So please check out Sustainable Futures every Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. And if you have ideas for the show, contact iamsustainable@gmail.com.
I'm ready to let the rivers wash over me.
Okay, so I figured it out. They just—they couldn't hear me because what happens is the guests are in the corridor, and I'm in here, and we don't always have a very good communication thing going on.
The radio was not.
Yeah, usually turn the radio on out there, but I hadn't. So here we have Jake.
Okay, this is going to be another cover, because I didn't prepare for a fourth song, but I'd like to say if you're interested, you can check me out at MySpace at myspace.com/JakeTuzel, T-O-U-Z-E-L. Okay, here goes.
So smoke 'em if you got 'em, drink your glasses to the bottom. Toast me on another year, another year of hope, another year of holding out. You were drinkers by day, bastards by dawn, and I hope I will see you soon. And I'll be home come hell or high water, and I know I will see you soon. Come gather friends and neighbors, made your living by labor, and share with me this little time that we have left, Have a drink and catch our breath. Well, it might just be what saves our lives. And I hope I will see you soon. And I'll be home come hell or high water. Now I know I will see you soon. So smoke 'em if you got 'em, drink your glasses to the bottom, listen to the howling dogs. Oh, how it pleases me to be in such company, and I'm so glad our paths have crossed, and I hope I will see you soon. And I'll be home come hell or high water, now I know I will see you soon.
Thanks.
All right. And then round four continues. We'll have Nadia von Hahn into the studio, the hot seat.
Woo.
Where you actually absolutely must be absolutely perfect every single time.
Wow. You know what?
Yeah.
That's a good thing, because I am perfect.
Oh, good.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
And if you're interested in being a guest on Melodies in Mind, if you think you are absolutely perfect, you might have like a 1% chance of going that threshold to make it all the way to the show.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. speaking of perfect, I'm playing at Trees Organic Cafe next, I think, Friday the 29th. And I know you're involved sometimes, and it's a super awesome show.
Yeah, I read poetry there.
So yeah, it's great.
I should be there.
Yeah, 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. I'll see you there.
And okay, then.
The song's called This Holy Night.
Shining, yet even though
That's a beautiful lyric.
Thank you.
We have 4 minutes left on the show. Let's see if we can get Ish in here one more time. Here for one last song.
You know, I was going to sing something, but after hearing how wonderful she sounds, I've changed my mind. I'm going to sing something else.
Okay.
Yeah, something nice and gentle. Okay. She was great, eh, everybody? Mm-hmm. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like Kate Bush.
Hmm.
Anyways, I like to sing a song, end it off, with a song called Cardboard Wings, title track of my children's CD. And if you go on to ishdafish.ca, my website, and it'll take you right to MySpace and you could hear it.
Okay.
Here we go. Cardboard Wings. Sky was a boy longed to fly, made himself some cardboard wings, prepared himself for flight. Wasn't easy as it seemed, found a snag in his newfound dream. That's okay, still a little boy, tomorrow's another day, and he'll fly away. With his cardboard wings, he'll fly away. Well, the years passed him by. Little boy longed to fly. Off to university, doctor he'd become. When it came time to graduate, little boy could hardly wait. Do what must be done. Fly underneath northern prairie sky, and he'll fly away. Ooh, fly away. With his cardboard wings, he'll fly away. With his cardboard wings, he'll fly away. Young man, no, an old man is he, still flying amongst the clouds, those that he must see. And when his job is done, things are packed away, he'll talk for a little while, then be on his way, and he'll fly away.